USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast on Saturday, hours before South Korea staged a large military show displaying stealth fighters and its own missiles. Pyongyang's fourth launch in a week comes amid a flurry of military muscle flexing by the countries in the region, including joint anti-submarine exercises on Friday by the navies of South Korea, the U.S., and Japan. Vice President Kamala Harris visited the region this week, meeting with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in Seoul on Thursday. The rival Koreas are in a regional arms race that has seen a major increase of weapons and military spending. Marking South Korea's 74th Armed Forces Day, Yoon condemned what he called recent military provocations by the North and vowed to strengthen joint military drills with the U.S. In a rare softening of hostile relations, the White House said Saturday that Venezuela freed seven Americans imprisoned in the South American country, and the United States released two nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who had been jailed for years on drug smuggling convictions. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin hosted a bond-building meeting between the U.S. and Indo-Pacific allies. Lloyd, telling the defense leaders from Philippines, Japan, and Australia at Camp Smith in Hawaii, nations like China, Russia, and North Korea are trying to intimidate the rest of the world through bullying and fear. Austin saying peace in the region is at risk.
But today, that vision is threatened by autocratic countries that peddle disinformation and defy international rules and rely on coercion and intimidation.
She returned on Thursday after visiting the DMZ and the funeral for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The cleanup continues for Floridians this weekend after Hurricane Ian pummeled the coastline this week. The storm killed at least 52 people nationwide, most of them from Fort Myers, Florida. The storm also left more than 2.5 million people without power, though Governor Ron DeSantis tells reporters Saturday that this number has been cut by more than half, down to only 1.1 million without power as of Saturday afternoon. NATO sends out a warning.
NATO announced it would retaliate for any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its 30 member countries as it suggested that damage to the Nord Stream gas pipelines off Denmark and Sweden in international waters is the result of sabotage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL Players Association has exercised its right to remove the independent neurological expert who was involved in a decision to clear Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa to return to a game last Sunday after being evaluated for a head injury, according to a person familiar with the matter. Tagovailoa is in the NFL's concussion protocols after suffering a head injury during Thursday night's game at Cincinnati. The NFLPA declined to comment on the move Saturday, citing its ongoing joint investigation with the NFL into the issue of whether the concussion protocols were followed properly in the case. Union officials had said Friday they were focused on the medical judgments made in the matter, more so than the overall process and whether the protocols were followed as written. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.